जय राधा माधवा कुंजा विहारे जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारि गोपीदन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारि यशोरनन्दन व्रज जनरन्दन यशोरनन्दन व्रज जनरन्दन जामुना तीरावनाचारी जामुना तीरावनाचारी राधा माधव कुंज विहारे विनय राधा माधव कुंज विहारे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन श्री राधे जय राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन राधा मदन मोहन श्री राधे जय नृसिंह रे नृसिंह रे हे सिंह रे तन सिंह दे जय प्रभु परास प्रभु परास प्रभु परास शिर प्रभु परास
I want to share something which you feel when you are in a spiritual community, like here in Goloka Dham. You see, we all live together in this spiritual community, and we very closely participate in each other's life. Like when in one apartment here a spiritual discussion takes place, everyone knows about it, that different points and so on. It's very, very nice to be so close to each other. And on a festival like today, it's a really, you know, as we often said, New Year's and Sylvester is not that important in Vaishnava history. It's our year changes at Gopunima or at Jamashtami. Really, we have the Lord's appearance as a distinct mark in time. But yesterday I was just a little bit longer in the temple room because the atmosphere was so nice. Then I looked at the puja department. All the pujaris were still up, and they were not going to bed, and it was becoming 11 o'clock. You know, usually the pujaris are in bed at 9 o'clock. I was just thinking, I was curious, what is happening here? And then I went in this direction where the pujari forum is before, how do we say, the room where all the preparations are made for the Artic plates to go to the altar, the last minute arrangements, tulsis are put on the plates before they come on the table of the Lord in the altar. So I looked, and there was so much light coming from this room, and I immediately understood, you're not supposed to look here. And I closed my eyes, because after all, who wants to see the surprise before it's a surprise? So it's so nice to see that a major part of our community, in this case, the pujari department, all of a sudden feels an inspiration in the heart. Let us do something special for tomorrow. We have many nice devotees who want to feel connected to Radha Madan Mohan. Let us decorate Radha Madan Mohan in such a way that the devotees can feel this connection. And I believe that this evening or this night we have Radha Madan Mohan also don't go to bed this evening. They stay up till 12 o'clock. It's very late for them. No, it's not very late. They are anyways up the whole night. we also expect more devotees to arrive. Many more. So you please also prepare yourself for this evening properly. Properly means I think you should take enough rest, because I will make, we will have three highlights this evening here. This is a verse which is appearing in the Stotaratna. Stotaratna of Yamunacharya. It's a very devotional verse. Stotaratna. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? purport. In his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has declared every living entity to be an eternal servitor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the constitutional position of all living entities. Just as a dog or servant is very much satisfied to get a competent, perfect master, or as a child is completely satisfied to possess a competent father, so the living entity is satisfied by completely engaging in the service of the Supreme Lord. He thereby knows that he has a competent master to save him from all kinds of danger. Unless the living entity comes to the guaranteed protection of the Supreme Lord, he is full of anxiety. It's a guarantee. The Lord has said he would protect the devotees. This life of anxiety is called material existence. To be completely satisfied and devoid of anxiety, one must come to the position of eternally rendering service to the Supreme Lord. This verse is also from the Stotra Ratna, it's text 43, by Sri Yamanuja Acharya. Yes. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitya Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Nivesesa Sunyavadi Gatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nitananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gobhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare.
Es ist mir etwas eingefallen, was ich hundertprozentig vergesse. Ramananda, kommst du bitte mit deiner Frau für eine Sekunde nach der Vorlesung zu mir? Nach der Vorlesung. Du bist
ja. Yes. Bhavantam evanu charan nirantara prashanta nishesha manoratantara kadaham aikantika nitya kinkara prahashayashyami sanata jivitam. By serving you constantly, one is freed from all material desires and is completely pacified. When shall I engage as your permanent eternal servant and always feel joyful to have such a fitting master? Here, a very, very nice recipe for becoming satisfied in one's life and free from all anxieties is given. It is to situate oneself in as a permanent eternal servant. Of course, that refers very much to one's constitutional position, one's original position, which is still waiting for us. Some Vaishnava
Vaishnava Tantra. The Vaishnava Tantra is a mystical body of literature which describes the Vaishnava philosophy in a way so that mystically inclined people can understand it. There they say that our eternal body is already there in the spiritual world, waiting for us to take it. Almost like a car may wait for its owner at an airport. So when the owner comes from a foreign country back to his country, he will find the car parked there. And this is a perspective of one Vaishnava Tantra scripture, which is quoted in Vaishnava circles. I just wanted to say this as an illustration. I do not wish to enter a discussion on this subject here, but want to say there is something waiting for us, and that is our original constitutional position, which when we take it up again will make us very satisfied and freed from all anxieties. Obviously, this experience can be also had here in the material world, when a devotee can find himself fully engaged in his service, a service which is his own service, which belongs to him, which is in which he is natural, then he is completely pacified and totally free from anxieties. Now, I do remember how Srila Prabhupada, as a preacher, would sometimes preach to us after a busy day of preaching. He would go into bed at 12 o'clock in the night. Prabhupada also knew about late night engagements. And he would just be so happy. He would beam with joy, and then he would request that, just so that he could rest, a puri is brought to him, you know, and he would put the puri into sugar, a bowl of sugar, and eat it, just because when one is hungry, one cannot rest so peacefully. And he would just say, serving Krishna is so nice. He would say from his experience. It's a position free of anxiety. And about this, I would like to speak in this last lecture, which I will hold for you on the subject of contacting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yesterday, you know, we started our three lectures with a lecture in which we said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is eternally there, waiting for the souls. And just yesterday we were speaking about how to approach him, that is, to go through a special succession. You will find this in the Mangal Acharya, and I would like to chant one of these shlokas, maybe the most important, also most well-known, because here we can see that to approach Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to accept a whole package, so to say, a whole, the Mahaprabhu package. Prabhupada once said that here the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy borrows philosophy from, or has accepted the philosophy of Ramanujacharya's Vishishtadvaita, which speaks really about the different manifestations of God, which are all God together. So here, what you will hear now, everything which you hear now is
is the Lord, and you cannot subtract something. The verse in English is, I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master. There it starts, the journey starts. And all the other preceptors means spiritual masters, on the path of devotional service. Then next, I offer my respectful obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas. And then unto the 6 Goswamis, including Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Jiva Goswami, and their associates. Then it continues, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Sri Advaita Acharya Prabhu, Sri Nityananda Prabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and all his devotees, headed by Srivas Thakur. I then offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, and all the gopis headed by Lalita and Vishakha. Please repeat. Vandeham Sri Guru, Sri Yuta Padakamalam, Sri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Sri Rupam Sakrajatam, Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam, Tang Sajivam, Sadvetam Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Si Sri Radha Krishna Padan, Sahagana Lalita, Sri Vishakanvitanscha. Yes, now you are ready to enter the subject matter. We need some empowerment here. Right after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disappearance, as we heard yesterday, devotees were in utmost pain. They felt the pangs of separation. And I would like to take you again to the subject matter, because today I would like to give a few tools into your hands and hopefully your hearts, which will help you to contact the eternal Leela of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even today. So after the disappearance, devotees also went into this mood. My Lord is gone. Everything is useless now. And one of the devotees who wrote a very, very, very beautiful book called Chaitanya Chandramrita, he brought the separation into an expression. Shaiveyam Vuvadanya Gauda Nagari Velapi Shaivam Bude Soyam Shri Purushottamo Madhupates Tanyeva Namanicha No Kutrapi Nidikshate Hari Hari Prematsavastadrisho Ha Chaitanya Kripa Nidana Tavakim Vikshye Punarvai Bhavam. This is the same city of Gouda, blessed on earth. This too is the very same ocean beach. This, the town of Purushottam, Puri. And these are the very same holy names, Hare Krishna. But alas, alas, oh way, nowhere can I see the same festival of love? O Chaitanya, source of all compassion, will I ever again see your glories? So this is an expression of this feeling of separation. Everything is the same, but no, it only looks the same. There is no ecstasy here. Mahaprabhu has left. Yes, Mahaprabhu has left, but he will come. We are reminded of Narottam Das Thakur, who left his transcendental body, and the devotees had already put him to samadhi, but they just couldn't put him do the last rites. They just cried and cried and cried. Then Narottam Das Thakur just got up again. Said, why are you crying? Didn't I teach you that I will be together with you? And he stayed for a few more days, perfectly healthy, with his disciples. Then he said, one day, let us go to the Ganga. And the devotees all understood it was a very special day, a very special mood. And they felt something in their hearts. They went with the kirtan down in the Ganga. Narottam said, now let... They went with the kirtan to the Ganga. Then Narottam Das Thakur said, let us go inside the water, inside the Ganga. And then he sat down and he said, now bathe me. The devotees poured water over him. And as they poured water over him, the body of Narottam Das Thakur dissolved and turned into white milk. This is how he left. In his samadhi, you will find a pot of milk. Yes. No body. No other body. The body of milk. It's called the Dut Samadhi. Dut means milk. Yes. He wanted to show, I'm always there. And that's why he rose again. Just before the final rites could be completed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very much present. He comes to the devotees only when they have one qualification. It's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Antya Lila, second chapter, text 81. Prema Vasha Gaura Prabhu Yahan Prematama Prema Vasha Hanataha Dinadara Shana. Lord Gaura Sunda is greatly influenced by the love of his devotees. Therefore, wherever there is pure devotion to the Lord himself, subdued by such love, appears, and his devotees see him. Yeah? The Lord comes. Srila Prabhupada spoke about this once. In a lecture, it was in 1966. His audience was totally new in Krishna consciousness. But he said, talked about how Mahaprabhu is eternally there. And he said, if you want to contact him, the process is that the Lord chants and he dances himself. And people follow similarly, you know, chant, dance, similarly. Please learn to dance. Our Hare Krishna movement does not know dancing. Only Radhanath Maharaj knows. And Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj knows. And our devotees from London know also a little. Just like we are painting the picture, the Lord is dancing and everyone is following. And that following, now he talks about this, Prabhupada talks about today, that following can be continued even up to date. God is always there. It is not that Chaitanya is not present here. He's always present. And whenever there's Sankirtan, there is this kirtan by the devotees, sincere devotees. It is said that Lord Chaitanya is there, present. Prabhupada now quotes a verse to prove his point. Tathātiṣṭhāmi Nārada yatra gāyanti mat bhakta. Śuddha bhakta, those who are pure devotees means without material desires, those who are determined to go back to Godhead, to Krishna, they are called pure devotees. Jai Gopal, are you determined? Radha Sundari, are you determined? If you are, you are called a pure devotee. Wonderful, isn't it? They have lost all interest for material enjoyment. They are now determined. They are called pure devotees. So this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees who gradually lose all interest in the material enjoyment. Here Prabhupada is very realistic. He says, it's a bakery which makes good bread. But it takes some time. So this Sankirtan movement creates pure devotees who gradually lose all interest in the material enjoyment. Yes. So it's a gradual process. But the gradual process becomes accelerated, beschleunigt. You connect with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two ways. This is one of the secrets. This is given in the Prema Vivarta by Jagadananda Pandit. See, Krishna consciousness requires of all of us to not do a lip service only. This is a general reproach or criticism, accusation against Christianity, that they say they are Christians, but they are not following. Similar verses here in the Prema Vivata. Gaurarami mukhe bahile na chale, gaurara achara, gaurara pracha, gaurara achara, gaurara pracha, laile pale fale. It is not enough to simply advertise repeatedly, I am a devotee of Mahaprabhu, saying, I am Gauras, I am Gauras. No, the result of being the Lord's follower comes to one who takes up Mahaprabhu's preaching mission as well as the practices taught by him. Here it says, Gaurar Achar, that means His acha means his activities, his behavior, the practices, and then the gaurara prachar, the preaching mission. That fruit comes when you become a true follower who is not just doing lip service. So Prabhupada here says we can run behind the Sankirtan mission, catch up the eternal Sankirtan movement, become a member of there, if we accept the preaching mission and the practices. I'm reminded of a Sufi dictum. In a few days I will be in a Sufi country. And the Sufi masters would tell their followers before they left their bodies, if you want to find us, they would say, search for us in the land of happiness. We are there. So if you wish to find Gauranga in your life, search for him in the kirtan, in the sincere hearing and practicing of Hari Katha, Krishna Katha, search for him in his divine instructions, and you will meet him in the land of Ananda, spiritual happiness. I would like to take you now for the end of this lecture. Two things are still coming. To a beautiful pastime of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which I found extremely encouraging and inspiring. When I became very much eager to find Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to run after his the eternal Sankirtan movement and try to be a member there, dance there, chant there. I have a picture about this eternal movement in my Samsonite. So it is about this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was planning to leave Navadvip for good, become a sannyasi, a world renunciant, and preach Krishna prema to the world. So on the evening before he left, the lotus-eyed Lord went down to the Ganga. His limbs were decorated with a flower garland, and they were smeared with very fragrant, sweet-smelling sandalwood paste. By the Lord's arrangement, many, many people came at that spot in the Ganga where the Lord sat. Is there so many people that even Lord Brahma could not count the number of all the people? And Brahma can count a lot, you know, he's a good counter. The people would just be before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and just gaze or stare at his lotus feet. It's not polite to stare at someone usually, you know. Imagine we would all stare at Jai Gopal now. Then he would not be able to fall asleep. And Jai Gopal would be not able to. This is very impolite to stare at someone. But you can stare at God. If you want to stare, stare at Radha Madan Mohan. I'm always saying this, when you feel misery, then go and stare at God. Just don't move. Just look, and something will happen. I'm close to several devotees who do bhajan from morning till evening in Vrindavan. And sometimes they say confidentially that it's very hard for them to concentrate their mind. And they say when nothing else works, they just go to the deities and don't move. They just look at the deity until something changes in their heart. It may take 1 hour or 2 hours, no problem, but always something changes. Hare Krishna. Yes, Prabhupada also said this when devotees were in problem. He said they should go before the deity. They should not do anything else. The temple commander was forbidden to engage them in devotion and in any service. They should just look at the deities and chant the holy name, and the problems would go away 100%. So all these people from Navadvip, who were great devotees, who had accompanied the Lord for many, many, in many other incarnations as well, gazed at his moon-like lotus face. And then the Lord gave each of them a garland from his own neck and instructed them, sing the glories of Krishna. You know, in other words, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took a garland from his own neck and just garlanded the people. And then he again grabbed to his neck and there was another garland. And then again he gave. He gave maybe with, for, you know, no one could count the number of people. There were so many. Please don't think this must have taken a tremendous amount of time to garland everyone. Mahaprabhu has his ways to do it. He may have appeared to everyone and so on. It's not detailed. But he then gave them an instruction. Sing the glories of Krishna. Krishna Gaugiya. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur comments, as he was accustomed, it was his habit, the Lord gave every resident of Sri Mayapur village of Nadia a flower garland. And at the same time, he entrusted them with a responsibility or commission, something they had to do. And he continues, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, by saying, the flower garlands of Sri Chaitanya Chandra have now been placed around the necks of those who engage in singing the glories of Krishna. Parivadi, you have a flower garland of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Or, you know, are we garlanded? This is a very important question. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this commission, this responsibility to everyone. He said, Bala, Bala Krishna, Bhaja Krishna, Gau Krishna Naam, Krishna Veena Keho Kicho, Nabhavihan. Glorify Krishna. Worship Krishna. And chant the name of Krishna. Do not think of anything else than Krishna. No other thought, Gaurahari. Only Krishna. The nectar. By worshipping the name of Krishna, one worships Krishna himself. So if you want to worship Krishna, worship the name. Krishna is separate from objects that are seen through covered vision as superior to Krishna. It means when you really, in Maya, you think there's something which is more important than Krishna. But if you worship Krishna, then you will see Krishna in his true place, that he is the most superior to everything. Therefore, one must chant Krishna, one must describe Krishna, and one must worship Krishna. One need not remember any word or name other than Krishna. For since all others are more or less separate from Krishna, they provide no opportunity for a living entity to achieve the complete auspiciousness of attaining Krishna. My dear devotees, you please don't become shocked now. You will hear a resident from the spiritual world, Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, not taking any flower before his mouth or any, you know, covering his what he really thinks he should say. He says, if someone wants to attain auspiciousness, he should only go to chant Krishna, to describe Krishna, worship Krishna. No need to remember any word or name other than Krishna. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us a perspective on this, which I found extremely gewagt. Or extremely, you know, courageous, yes. He said that each word which a human being can speak really comes from Krishna. In other words, everything which we see, which has manifested in this world and surrounds us, is a manifestation of Krishna. And a devotee who wants to live in this world can live in this world by seeing everything in relationship to Krishna and engaging it in the service of Krishna. You hear, in other words, here a very, very interesting description of how to live in this world. This is very nice. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing his devotees just gazing at him, being garlanded by him and feeling, you know, devotees can feel what will be in the future. They knew our Lord is planning something, and he had made this one comment. He had one time said at the house of Shiva's Pandit a few months ago, he had said, how can I ever leave someone like Shiva's Pandit? And this means he must be thinking of leaving. Otherwise, how would he say such a thing? How could I ever leave, you know? So then Mahaprabhu, in this mood which was so full of affection, he gave his last instructions to him. If you have any affection for me, no? Yadi means if. Ama prati sneha, if there is some sneha for me, then don't speak about any topics other than Krishna. Whether you are sleeping, ki shayane, ki bhojane, whether you are eating, whether you are waking, during the day, during the night, think of Krishna and chant his name. For one who has heard, says Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati, the kirtan inaugurated by Gora, there is no instruction to stop remembering the topics of Krishna or to give up the name of Krishna 24 hours every day, even while eating, sleeping, or waking. This is Ekanti Bhakti. In this way, the Lord looked mercifully on everyone who came, and after instructing them, he said, now go home. So, Jagadananda Pandit says, if it's not enough to say, I'm Goras, we must follow the example, the achar. And this is to always sing the glories of Krishna, to worship Krishna, to chant the name of Krishna. And there is no instruction to think of anything else. Let me express it positively. And to think of Krishna. This is, if one wants to be close to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it boils down really to follow his achar and his prachar. There are many, many small details how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed his devotees. And it is very, very, very wonderful to follow these instructions. You will immediately feel a very sweet connection. I would request all of you to become scholars in the pastimes of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, where you study the valuable instructions which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given and his own example. Yesterday, I told you about something which motivated me very much. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always have a tulsi plant when he chanted. He would really make this, he said, just like a fish cannot live without the water, I can't live where there is no tulasi, a pure devotee. So, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said that he would appear where the devotees engage in nice kirtan. I feel it's very wonderful for our movement to learn nice kirtan, like the devotees in Switzerland who have come to bless us with their exalted presence. They have almost, they have a kirtan band, and I believe on Sunday you all meet each Sunday, jeden Sonntag, each Sunday, and they have nice flute, nice medanga, nice singing, nice harmonium, and the cartels are not too fast. Sometimes they are. And yes, this is very nice to learn this, to become pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Also, we should learn dancing. If you wish, I could give a seminar to you on different dancing steps. I know about ten. There are many more, but it's the beginning. So, yes, to follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and to feel that I want to be in his eternal Sankirtan party. I want to go there and I want to be garlanded and blessed by Lord Chaitanya. He would bless everyone. When the Lord would see someone, he would say, Krishna Matirastu, may your attention be fixed on Krishna. That was the blessings. When he would meet a devotee, he would say, Krishna Matiya Rahu, may your attention remain on Krishna. So in this way, Mahaprabhu would bless us, and I believe his blessings are there for all of us. Somehow, please get them. So I'm finished with my lecture. There are many more subjects, but what to do? Lack of time is there. Hare Krishna. Do you have one question or two questions? Then I have a few announcements to make. One announcement which comes in the beginning to my mind is about Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu. This is Bhagavad Dharma Prabhu. Most of you know him. But he said he would make a table, information table, outside. When Bhagavad Dharma? After breakfast. And he will... we have a very nice program here in Goloka Dham. We want to really connect as many devotees to Radha Madan Mohan. We really wish to bring Radha Madan Mohan's mercy to all of you, not only when you are here. So we have Radha Madan Mohan's circle of friends. What this is, Bhagavad Dharma will tell you about. It's a way where you can engage in service to Radha Madan Mohan, but at the same time, yes, and in the same time, stay connected with them. You will get certain things which connect you. So please, if you are interested to hear, Bhagavad Dharma will be available for you and for questions after the breakfast prasadam. Also, we had a very, that I will do at the very end, something very nice. Shobha has started a very nice Ayur Yog Shakti massage thing, but this is much more than just massage, and I will talk about it in a little while. Anything else? Yes, all of you are now here. I sincerely request you to come in the evening in a rested way, well-rested way. you have, most of you have stayed up late and you must be a little tired. So please sleep sufficiently. A good time to sleep, if you don't know it, is after meals. And then you can rest very solidly and very nice, because some of you are a little nervous. Oh, so much is happening in my spiritual life. I can't sleep now. No, please rest a little. Extra rest, because we will start with the arati, and then we will just go into the night and not return. I mean, not so late, after 12 o'clock sometimes, we will, 1 o'clock or so we will start. So you will enjoy it when you are awake. There's a lot of things happening, very exciting, but you need to be awake, otherwise it's just a stress for you. So, yes, this is really the last thing. I believe, Bhagavati, your seminar is again at 11:30. I heard it's very, very good from devotees who were there. Please go. Anandini, yes? Oh, yeah. Please come, Anandini. You're a little nervous. Here's Anandini, who is one of the tired pujaris.
I don't know, I mean, we didn't speak because we didn't have time actually these days, but Guru Maharaj said yesterday that we could give some information about coming retreats that will take place, one in Switzerland and one in Croatia. I don't know the details about the Japa retreat in Switzerland, but I just wanted to give orientation and information for Croatian Japa retreat. We had it this year in Switzerland, and many devotees were very, very inspired by that retreat. One way how we can contact Krishna and that Mahaprabhu was teaching us is through the holy name. So this week we actually dedicate our time to completely enter the maybe even secrets of the holy name for those who are really searching for the secrets in spiritual life. So we had a desire that next year we have it in Croatia also, and it will take place most probably. It's now not confirmed because I spoke with the owner of the place where we plan to have it, but I need to confirm it after New Year. But it will take place on one island. It's set up on the shore of the beach in a small camp that is equipped with bungalows and tents, not really a big space, but very, very small, isolated from everything. It's very nice, surrounded by small forests and so. So it takes place in September, most probably from 16th to 23rd of September. I just wanted to shortly say that, just that you have some orientation if you like some, would like to attend something like that. And we will give more detailed information on their disciple conference and Sharanagati.
Don't we have a Golokadan page?
I don't know. Ananda Vardhana, where did you give, last time when you were doing announcement, it was
Sharanagati
webpage. Yeah. So there will be many more information. This is just for your orientation. And I don't know if they...
Yes, this is really something else, this Japa retreat. See, as someone who has given many, many seminars, I have always thought after the seminar, okay, it was a devotee said, thank you so much, and here, and... But you always feel that after some time, the inspiration which you were able to give just wanes and fades away. And this is very unsatisfactory for a seminar giver. But with this japa retreat, it's really that we change a whole person's life all around. And they are really changed people afterwards. It's really, Ananda Vardhan and Kanu Priya thought, let's really do a Vaishnav transformation, change our heart. And then they had the idea, and I was not convinced in the beginning. I thought, ah, I know. Then there's so much, I have to prepare and have to work so hard. And I was a little lazy, really, to give this and to tell also all these very, very confidential secrets about the holy name. But then we did it, and we all felt so much encouraged and changed afterwards that we immediately will do one in spring, also in the beautiful Alp. You know, we go right into the mountains. You can touch the mountains. No problem. Alpen. We have a house where we go. It's called Hari's Chalet. Chalet. Huh? Chalet. Oh la la. But it's not our name. The house is called Hari's Chalet. It's really wonderful. And then Anandini is arranging for something. We are right surrounded by the ocean. We are on the beach and in a very nice house, and we will just embrace the holy name or die. No. See, on some days we chant 64 rounds and others are so inspired they chant more. So I know some of you think, oh, 64 rounds, please. 16 rounds is already a torture for me. But the way we conduct the seminar is that everyone just likes to do it. There are ways how you can enter. You know, there are amazing ways from our tradition how you can just enter and not come out of the holy name any longer. And devotees have experienced this, and it's very, very nice. I really want to make a full-time, full-page advertisement. You must come, at one of the two. So please stay connected. Another advertisement. Oh, Krishna.